Blackstone Audio and Buck 50 Productions present Last Chance at Love by Gwen Forster. This book is read by Carrie Height. Acknowledgements. To the memory of my beloved husband, Professor George Forster Asadi, and to my stepson, Peter, who, in spite of the tremendous demands of his own profession, supported and relieved me during the difficult time of my husband's illness. Chapter 1. I want you to bring me a day in the life of Jacob Cummington. He's hot copy, and I want your story to sizzle. It was an order, and Allison Wakefield knew that Bill Jenkins, editor of the Journal and her boss, meant what he said. The Journal was known for its titillating accounts of the lives of celebrities. You said you wanted a story on a typical day in his life. Are you telling me to dig into the man's privacy to snoop? I'm a reporter, Bill, not a private eye, and I'm not interested in digging up anybody's skeletons. She'd heard that careers were destroyed hourly in Washington, D.C., and after her own experience, she didn't doubt it. She brushed her long brown fingers back and forth beneath her chin and straightened her shoulders. I can't stoop to that, Bill. I won't. He lifted his shoulders in what appeared to be a careless shrug. You said you didn't want any more assignments on the wives of visiting dignitaries. You wanted hard news. Well, this is your chance. You're after a story, and whatever you find had better go in it. He paused, allowing a grin to slide over his face. But...